This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Modius Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodiusdental.com.
Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun-Sentinel wrote a story about it yesterday, too. And those of us that have been to sporting events in South Florida over the last, I don't know, I want to say 30 years, 35 years, I think it was something like that easily, that he's been doing it, we've been exposed to one specific beer man that everybody knows. And when I tell you the gentleman was walking around with a green and orange hat that was like a balloon, and you would see him at a UM baseball game. You would see him at a UM football game. You would see him at a Dolphins game. I think you would even see him at Heat games, too. And that I thought the article of Mr. Johnson by Dave Hyde was absolutely outstanding. And it was just a great job by him because, we're talking about a guy that has, I think Darryl was maybe, I would call maybe a South Florida institution, basically. I think if you went to a sporting event at one point or another, you bought a beer from the guy. And if you weren't buying it for yourself, you were buying it for somebody else. But somehow or another, if you went to enough sporting events locally, you ran into them. Guaranteed. I mean, there has to be a moment where you bought a beer from him. And so I just thought that it was for what's it called? For Dave Hyde to do an article on Darryl Johnson or Duke was his how he was affectionately known. I personally, by the way, did not know his name until I read the article. I knew who he was. I'm not going to lie. I bought beer from him. I'm not going to lie about that. But I will tell you the truth. I did not know that his name was Darryl Johnson. I had no idea that his nickname was the Duke. I reading in the story how he got the hat from a friend early on in the process. And in fact, if I remember correctly, and somebody out there maybe can correct me, I want to say that Darryl's hat, he picked up another hat down the stretch because it looked like his older hat had faded from all the years in the sun. And from what I had noticed in the last couple of years, it looked like it was a newer hat that he ended up getting. I'm not sure. I don't know if he dyed the current one that he had, because it looked to me like it was fading. And that's how long he had that hat and how long he's been wearing it in sun-filled days for sun-filled events here in South Florida. And again, this is a man that it was like when you saw Darryl Johnson, you knew you were at a South Florida sporting event, period. If I remember correctly, I think I saw Darryl also in concerts. I'm pretty sure.
Coral Sky, man. For
right?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I saw Darryl also at concerts, too, if I'm correct. Can't say I saw him at all concerts, but I think I've seen him at some concerts. Definitely sporting events. And again, once I tell you that he was a big, heavyset guy with that big orange and green hat that was like a balloon, I think practically every sports fan in the history of South Florida knows who the hell I'm talking about.